Blog Talk Radio.
Trio 5. M.I.A. Dean Cannon. Y'all already know what time it is. Throw them used up. Throw them used up. We gon' let the band deal with this.
Stepping out the door on the big body thing. Feel by the city, we the home team.
You already know.
Welcome to the Miami Hurricanes football pregame show on MSL Radio. The 6-3 Miami Hurricanes go on the road to square off against number 23 ranked North Carolina in a critical ACC Coastal Division clash. Hello everyone, this is Joe Flack being joined today by Eric Watkins and Stephanie Diaz. Now let's talk Hurricanes football. All right, folks, before we get started today, however, I do want to take just one moment to join the millions of other people around the world offering up thoughts and prayers for those individuals impacted by the terrorist activities in Paris over the past 24 hours. Sometimes events in our lives have a way of reminding us that this game of football, which we have a way of getting so emotionally wrapped up in, is in fact just a game. We recognize that there are far more important tragedies in life than losing a football game, and our hearts and souls ache for those who tragically suffered such losses yesterday. And yet life goes on, and so too do college football games. So let's talk about today's game between our Miami Hurricanes and the Tar Heels of North Carolina, keeping our thoughts in perspective. Eric, welcome to our show today. Eric, now in recent history, this North Carolina Tar Heels team has seemed to be a team that consistently falls short of high expectations. Yet this year, they are a team that has so far exceeded expectations. What is it about the 2015 Tar Heels team that has them leading the ACC Coastal Division with a 5-0 record in the ACC and an 8-1 record overall?
Thank you for having me. And I would say the biggest issue is those expectations that you mentioned. Normally, especially since realignment, the Coastal Division was seen as a Miami or maybe a Georgia Tech, everybody else. No one thought too much about North Carolina. But with the recent success of Duke, I think the Tar Heels have been overshadowed, but they've been a very talented overshadowed team. And now that their Tobacco Road neighbors are getting a little press, they want to say, hey, we have a football team here too. Last week definitely showed it with their performance, and this week they know this is another signature game that could help put them on the map.
Hi, Stephanie. It's great having you join us today, and welcome to the show. So the North Carolina passing game is certainly clicking on all cylinders and putting up some pretty spectacular numbers. But the defensive backfield of the Miami Hurricanes is one of the strongest units of this team. How do you expect this game to play out today? Do the Canes have what it takes to slow down this high-powered Tar Heel passing attack?
I do actually think that they have a chance in being the Tar Heels' offensive line. They seem to have improved, especially since their last two games against Duke and Virginia. Instead of focusing so much on offense, they're actually focusing on defense, and they're giving back the medicine that they were getting at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, and Eric, of course, one way to slow down a high potent passing attack is to put pressure on the quarterback. But North Carolina's fifth year starting quarterback Marquise Williams is pretty mobile in the pocket and a hard quarterback to sack. What does the Miami front seven have to do to provide pressure on Williams and keep him contained behind the line of scrimmage?
Well, one of the things that Marquise Williams loves to do, he always loves to scramble and is very capable of throwing outside the numbers, especially to his deep threats. If the Miami front seven, especially that front four of an offensive line that can generate pressure, is noted they have 18 sacks on the season, if they can contain more outside and keep Marquise Williams in the pocket and forcing him to step up into throws, that'll make it an easier day for the secondary.
So it's very important then for the linebackers and even the ends to stay in their zones, stay in their lanes against a scrambling quarterback. Over the last few games, I think the Miami defensive front line has been doing much better. We have Muhammad finally becoming the football player we all hoped him to be. So, Stephanie, what do you look for from the Miami defense in that front line? Can they put pressure on Marquise Williams today? Can they keep him contained?
Yes, I actually do think that they can keep him contained. I remember when they were playing against Duke, they were focusing their defense, their attacks on the quarterback, and they were making sure that he wasn't passing or he wasn't throwing any of those balls, those throws or like that. I think, again, that their defense has improved, especially since these last two games, and I have a really good hope for them.
So, Stephanie, let me stay with you. What about on the other side of the ball? What do we expect from the North Carolina defense, and how should the Hurricanes go about attacking that unit while on offense?
Well, I definitely think that they shouldn't be passing. I think they should be going half and half between throwing and passing their balls. I feel that if they're going to be passing, they need to be very careful, especially with this defense against the Tar Heels. So definitely focus with those throws, and let's hope for the best for the Miami Kings.
So, Eric, the Hurricanes had to go a week without Kaya as he was recovering from concussion-like symptoms, and he had a pretty good game last week. Do we continue to see development with Kaya today, and what do you expect to see from this young quarterback for the Hurricanes in this afternoon's football game?
Well, the good thing that Kaya has shown is, even though, yes, he is a young quarterback, he's already developed a lot of poise, and especially sensing pressure in the pocket, knowing when to just throw it away, fight for another down. And even though he missed last week's game with the concussion, he'll have to shake a little bit of rust off. So you would expect to see some flare routes, intermediate passes to get him in a rhythm. But the good news is he can get into that rhythm very quickly. And he knows that when a lot of times when there's pressure around, he can step up, use his legs if he has to, but he's very limited on making mistakes. And that's
yes,
what we'll
and I
see
agree.
Today.
I have been very pleased with his development and his poise in the pocket and his poise as a leader and on this team. But Stephanie, you mentioned that it's going to be important to have a balanced attack, and many times you use the run to set up the pass, and you use the pass to set up the run. Yerby and Walton have proven to be a pretty good 1-2 punch in this Miami Hurricanes backfield. But North Carolina's been doing it on both sides of the ball. Statistically, they have a strong offense and a strong defensive team. What do you see as the weakness of North Carolina defense, and can we get a running attack going against this team? Can Yerby and Walton have a good game today?
I think that they will have an average game today, actually. I feel that with the Hurricanes kind of getting that boost in morale, I think their balance along with their attacks are going to go against the Tars, and against the Tars they'll have the average game. So I feel that they'll both have an average game today.
So, Eric, of course, one of the big stories of the Hurricane season this year has been Coach Al Golden's tenure coming to an end. And Larry Scott takes over. He's 2-0 on the season so far. But do you hear any news on the coaching front, or is there any progress made with filling the void? And do you think Larry Scott, if he finishes off this season strongly with wins down the end of the schedule here, that potentially Coach Scott could be the head coach next year?
Well, the good news for Coach Scott is he has a little bit of luck on his side. If the Hurricanes win out and North Carolina loses at least one more game, then all of a sudden they're going to Charlotte and they're playing an ACC championship game along with their bowl game. So this could be, instead of just a 5-game audition, it could be a 7-game audition. And I think that if Coach Scott does well, especially in a bowl game performance, that will draw a little more eyes on him and keeping him. Now, there have been rumors as far as Charlie Strong or Tommy Tuberville linked to the job, but right now everybody's just playing free and loose, which is the best thing. The biggest weight of all the media surrounding Al Golden, the planes flying over the stadium, is gone. So I would like to think that Harbin is going to let this season play out and then see how attractive the Miami job really is. And if we get that little bit of swagger, then Scott's going to be in consideration for the coaching job and removing that interim tag.
So, Stephanie, this year so far, as it's playing out, there are a lot of Power 5 college football teams that have head coach vacancies already, probably plus a few more that are coming along the way. Do you think it's a smart idea for the Hurricanes to play a wait-and-see game, or are they going to miss out on some key candidates if they wait too long and let some of these other Power 5 programs get in and steal some of the better candidates?
I think it should be a late-and-see game because the fact of the matter is if we're seeing an improvement from these past two games since Al Goldman was gone, then I think we should just wait until the end of the season and then take our chances from there. Should we keep the current coach, or should we go ahead and find a new one? So I think it's a late-and-see game.
And Eric, at 6-3, the Miami Hurricanes, really, this season almost feels like it's been a disappointing season. But at 6-3, could you really have expected the Hurricanes to have a better record at this point in time? The only real game that they lost that perhaps they shouldn't have was against Cincinnati. So how do you feel about the season so far? This season can still be salvaged for these Hurricanes. They are already bowl game eligible, and with each subsequent win, they improve the status of their bowl game destination. And as you pointed out, they're not yet out of the realm of possibility of them winning the Coastal Division. So do you think this can still be a salvage season for the Hurricanes, and this can still end up being a very positive season for this football team?
Oh, absolutely. And understandably, given Miami's rich history, having a 3-loss team is unacceptable. Quite understandable. However, if you look at the flashes early on the season, going back to even Bethune-Cookman, Florida Atlantic, and the Nebraska game, you saw that the Miami has a team that could potentially be very dangerous. Now, when they're on, of course, they're on fire, as we see in a few of those early games. But then when they're off, as you saw against Cincinnati, Florida State, Clemson, it's a struggling sometimes to either get going or to finish. But there's still plenty of football left in that season, and after these past two wins, if they can get another solid performance and another win today to clear up finishing and getting going, this season could not only be salvaged, but this could almost be another banner year for Hurricanes football.
And Stephanie, this game today against North Carolina, at the beginning of the season, you may have looked at this game and checked it as a should-be victory for the Hurricanes. But now that we are this deep into the season and seeing how the Tar Heels have played, I'm not so sure that we can do that. And this is going to be a very formidable opponent for Miami. What do you think would be the keys for the Hurricanes to pull an upset today against the number 23 ranked team in the nation?
Definitely not to underestimate the North Carolina. definitely not underestimate them, because as you can see from past results, this season has proved that colleges were underestimating North Carolina, and they ended up being on the losing side. So that's going to be the first thing. Don't underestimate the opponent, and definitely get those Hail Marys pretty much. While this season for the Hurricanes can be salvageable, definitely they need to be on their best, on their guard, great defense. They can't be lacking in any defense at all, and they need to get away from those first downs for North Carolina.
And, Eric, all year long on the Miami pregame show, we have been talking about three key aspects that the Hurricanes need to improve on. These were even mentioned in Coach Golden's opening season remarks and continue to be a challenge for this Miami team. They are getting better on third down conversions, avoiding penalties, and improving in the red zone. Now, the Canes appear to be doing a little bit better in their third down conversion percentages of late, but penalties and red zone offense continue to be a problem for this team. They are going to need to improve on all those categories to beat North Carolina today. What do you expect? Do you see any improvement in this area? Do you see anything different that Coach Larry Scott is doing to try to in these very important areas of the game?
Well, when it comes to the penalties, it's a matter of discipline, focus, and distractions. Now, thankfully, because after what was a very tragic week, not just with Al Golden's dismissal, but with Artie Burns, his mother slowly passing away, there were a lot of things to deal with off of the field that really kept their heads out of the game. Now, thankfully, with things are changing, their heads are now back in the game. And when you see their more focus and attention, that will eliminate the penalties. Now, as far as within the red zone, a particular thing that Coach Scott can do, both in the red zone and third downs, ball control. An interesting statistic, North Carolina has one of the worst run defenses in the ACC. So if Yerby and Walton can get going early, not only will you avoid a lot of early third down situations, but that will create more manageable third and ones, third and twos, so you can see a lot more red zone style packages and easier third down conversions. And once you see those early on in the game, it's going to be a lot easier. The defense will get tired, and that could set up for what could be a monster second half. But the key with those other two, definite ball control. If they can slow down the tempo, they'll be okay.
And Stephanie, certainly a couple things that this Hurricane team has done well this year. They have been, other than the Clemson game, getting off to fast starts in their game. More times than not, they're scoring on their first possession of the game. And then secondly, they are doing very well in the turnover battle. So do you think those are key aspects in today's game? Do they have to get up on North Carolina early? And do you expect that Miami will have to win the turnover game today in order to come out on top of the scoreboard?
Yes, I actually do believe that that should be exactly what should happen. As you said, in their past games, they are the ones to get to go ahead and on their first plays to get the touchdowns. I definitely think that they should be playing hardcore on early on in the game, and then towards third, fourth quarter, maybe even into the end of the second quarter, they should be going not soft, but they should keep up with their hardcore plays. So yes, I do believe that.
And Eric, we already talked earlier in the show about how North Carolina is exceeding everybody's expectations, but I still get the sense that they're flying a little bit under the radar. I don't know if they're getting a whole lot of national attention for how good of a season they're having. If you look statistically at the number of points they put up on the board average per game and the number of points their defense holds team to, they're almost averaging a 30-point spread between the scores of the game. What is the key? What will be the key to Miami keeping this game close and, in fact, coming away with a win today?
Well, as Stephanie alluded to, it's all about the fast start, because while North Carolina, especially in scoring, is fantastic throughout, they've outscored their opponents by almost 100 points just in the first half. And the problem with Miami, sometimes it takes them 2-3 possessions and well into the second quarter to get going. If that happens today, the game is going to be over quickly. So if Miami can control the ball, score on their first possession, maybe their first two possessions, that will get North Carolina thinking, put their defense back on their heels, and that could lead to a close game come the fourth quarter.
So, Eric, tell me, is there a particular Miami Hurricane player that you're going to be watching today, or even a particular unit on the field that you expect to keep your eye on, that we can expect a good performance, and that is a key to today's game?
Well, I'm going to be looking at the defensive line, and simply because Miami's defensive line is set up to have a decent day, as I've mentioned before, with the 18 sacks. But I correlate that to North Carolina's offensive line. Marquise Williams has only been sacked 12 times this year. So if Miami can win that defensive battle in the trenches and force Carolina into longer plays, or forcing them to be one-dimensional one way or another, that's going to wildly swing the game in the Hurricanes' favor. So that'll be my unit to watch today.
So how about you, Stephanie? Give me a name of a particular player or a particular unit that you're looking at that you think is going to be a key in today's victory.
I think I see definitely Joe Yerby. Feel that he's gained. He's number seven. He's actually improving a lot, definitely this year alone. So if he's definitely giving those rushes that we like to see on the Miami side, then I have a good feeling for today's game. So there you go.
All right. So let's get then to our predictions for the game. Eric, let's start with you. Do you have a prediction for the end score of the game, and how specifically do you see this game playing out today?
Well, the last 2 weeks have come down to wild finishes. The exuberance of the kickoff return or touchdown against Duke, then going on the road and hanging on against Virginia. North Carolina, knowing that today they can put the Coastal Division away, they're going to be on their heels early. But I think with a big day by Yerby, Kaya getting into a good groove, I'm going to call that upset. Hurricanes walk away 3 in a row with the Tobacco Road sweep, 31-24.
All right, Stephanie, how about you? Coach Larry Scott says he's just trying to, one thing he wants to do with this team is just make sure these guys have fun playing football. But I'll tell you what, it's a lot more fun playing football when you're on the winning side of the scoreboard. What do you predict for the outcome of today's game, and how do you see it playing out today?
I'm in agreement with Eric that we will be walking away with a win. However, I don't see it to be 30. I see it to be a little less. I see 25-21, only because in their past two games, the Miami have been scoring with a very close finish. And in the last game was against Virginia, they scored 27 and Virginia scored 21 at the end game. So I'm going to go with 25-21.
Well, I agree with you, Eric, that North Carolina has a lot riding on today's game. As we said right at the start of the show, the Tar Heels are a team that is, in recent history, there's been high expectations and they've always underperformed. And this is one year that they can put that bugaboo behind them. It's hard for me to pick Miami and pick with my heart today. I think North Carolina is going to do what they have to do. And as the first time as the host of the Miami Hurricanes pregame show, I'm actually going to pick their opponent to come away with a victory today. I think it's going to be a close game, a high-scoring game. So I see North Carolina winning today's game 45-38. So, Stephanie, let's start with you. Any last thoughts as we get ready to watch this football game?
I have a good feeling for our Miami Hurricanes this today. I think we started off bad, but we're fixing ourselves up as we go into the season. So there you go.
Eric, how about you? Final thoughts on today's football game?
This is going to go a long way, not just for Miami and North Carolina, but this is going to be a big game in the ACC. Help them get a little bit of a boost as a conference aside from Clemson. And who knows, North Carolina does come up today. They wind up winning out. Maybe you see them as a champion in the 14 playoff with this committee. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. You're right. I said North Carolina has a lot riding on today's game, but so too do the Miami Hurricanes. And not only for how this season plays out, But the Miami Hurricanes players and their coaching staff, they're also playing for next year. They don't know which head coach they're going to be playing for next year. The members of the Miami Hurricanes coaching staff don't know yet whether they have jobs next year and or where those jobs might be. So in a sense, every football game from here on out for the Miami Hurricanes, players and coaches alike, are auditions for what they might be doing next year. As we said, the Hurricanes are already bowl eligible, but they can improve the bowl that they play in with each subsequent victory as the season rolls on. So I expect Larry Scott to have these young men up and ready for today's game. They have a chance to go out there, have fun, and beat a very good North Carolina football team and put themselves back in position to potentially win the ACC Coastal Division. So it's going to be a fun and exciting day for football. Tell me, Stephanie, where are you watching the game today?
I'm right at home, actually watching it play-by-play for the game. So, yeah.
And Eric, how about you? Where are you watching today's football game?
I will be watching from the comfort of my couch. Might have to pause it and run and get myself some game time snacks, but I know I'm just going to be at the edge of my seat today.
And can I count on the both of you to join me after the game with your insights and talk about what we watched today and talk about next week's upcoming game?
If I'm around, absolutely.
All right, good. Well, Eric and Stephanie, thanks so much for your insights and your analysis. So let's go watch some these Hurricanes pull off today's upset. So as I said at the beginning of the football of this broadcast, we are going to sit back in the comfort of our home and watch our Miami Hurricanes play football against the North Carolina Tar Heels. But there are people around the world that won't have it so great and so easy. And so as we watch football and enjoy our Saturdays in the comfort of our homes, our hearts and prayers go out to those who are not able to do so. So this has been the MSL Radio Miami Hurricanes Football Pregame Show. Join us after the game for our thoughts on the Canes' performance and a look ahead to next week's game. On behalf of Eric Watkins and Stephanie Diaz, this is Joe Flack saying, enjoy the game, and let's go, Canes.